Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the St. Paddy's Day edition. Kiss your Blarney Stone and get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. I'm Jop, he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there, mate?
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my Irish wife is full Irish today. She's about a quarter Irish, but today she is just making everyone green with envy.
Right, okay. That's the first of many bad jokes that Barbecue Bob will drop on you today, I'm sure.
It's only the beginning. Yeah, so welcome. Thanks for joining us. It is the weekend, so that's why you're here. We are happy to be on the Great Lakes Talk Network, blanketing the Great Lakes area now, thanks to the good folks at the Great Lakes Talk Network. And no matter where you're hearing us, it's St. Paddy's Day.
Yes, it is. And we were talking a little bit later in the show with a guy named Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's, and he runs an Irish pub, and you'll hear a little bit about the food, but you know, everybody thinks corned beef and cabbage when you're out on St. Paddy's Day, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, baby. But Bob, a corned beef is really something that we talk about a lot, but we don't.
Isn't that funny?
Right, because we talk about brisket all the time, and the corned beef is part of the brisket, right?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, for some reason, it's traditionally the flat.
Right.
It's not the full brisket.
Right.
It might be kind of fun to corn a whole brisket.
Yeah. And so,
I didn't say corn a whole brisket.
There we go. That's number two. You're just marking them down in the dust
on
your dash, right?
Come on. Get another cup of coffee. Right. Get some Bailey's in it. Or, you know, maybe some Irish coffee this morning would be perfect.
Yeah. And
why aren't we set up?
Well, you know, it's the guy that usually does that is the guy that was late today.
So. It's one of these days you got to step up and bring us something.
You know, there's some things you're just better
just
at.
Just shock me, okay?
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, which is really weird because every time I go to your house, before I get my keys out of the ignition, you're greeting me with a cold one.
Well, I understand.
So it's weird. I don't know why you're so lame here.
Well, this is work.
Yeah, I know. Back's killing me. Yeah. We have some cool stuff lined up, but how'd your week go, man? What'd you do to get through this week, slogging it out in the corporate world at Standard Kitchen?
Yeah, you know, it's good. It's just work. It's still a four-letter word, right? And we have problems like everybody has, and you just work through them. That doesn't make good discussion, other than the fact that there is a real shortage of talent out there right now because our economy's doing so well. Things are in the building industry, which you and I are in, Bob. It's heating up right now. I know that I do some. I track some lead services that track the housing starts, right? Then the last
how's that
week,
looking in the Great
well,
Lakes?
Well, in last week there's two pages of them, and there's about 20 permits on a page, right? So there were 40 starts last week.
In a week.
This week it was 7 pages. So I went to about 140 from 40 in 1 week. It's like, okay, spring sprung, baby.
Hang on. You're licking a lot of envelopes, aren't you?
Yeah.
Those emails get pricey.
Yeah.
So the housing is going to go on again and boom again this year. And, of course, it's spring, so the builders, we got a little bit of warm weather, and all the builders are chomping at the bit because they want the frost laws in Michigan to come off. Now, depending on where you're listening, you might not have those, but we have frost laws here. So when the ground starts to thaw, they put the frost limits on the road so the big trucks can't drive over the secondary roads because they're not made for it, and Michigan is sitting on a big sandy berm. And our roads just don't hold up like a lot of other states because the ground is always moving here.
Right. That freeze and thaw makes the ground move. And when you run a heavy truck over top of the roadbed, it cracks it and breaks it all up. And Michigan, You know, there it's pothole season.
Yeah.
Right now is what it is.
Yeah. If you want to buy a used car, go to Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. Or
our,
Texas.
Get pounded.
I was down
crap.
In Texas 3-4 weeks ago, as you guys may remember. And I've got an Excursion, right? A big the land yacht,
yeah.
Big brown.
All right.
Those things are everywhere in Texas, and they're in sweet shape.
It's free gas.
Yeah, and they and the thing is, they haven't been made since 2004, but they're everywhere down there. I'm like, hey, when I want to replace Big Brown, I'm coming back down here. Because, you know, you got to have a land yacht if you're a
Would you
guy.
Replace Big Brown?
I would, man.
Really? You wouldn't get a Suburban?
What? No, I mean, it's a land yacht.
I had a bunch of Suburbans, and that was just a foolproof car for me. So
yeah.
You pick your brand.
Right.
And,
I like the V10.
Just like you pick your brew.
Right.
So what's your toddy of choice for St. Paddy's Day? What do you think you're going to
you
be
know,
imbibing
I'm,
today?
You know, I'm just a Guinness beer guy, Bob.
Really?
Yep. You know me as... is I like a little bit of volume and not so much kick.
Well, you know, this is the one day of the year when I actually go out of my way to just drink Guinness. And this gentleman that's going to be joining us, Mr. Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's, which is a legendary Irish
pub. Why do you say that that way?
Because that's how you pronounce it. Okay. Rick Toohey is his partner.
No, but you go Toohey's. Like that on the back end of there.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe because it makes me so happy to think
about
the place.
Well, there we go. Right
so let
there.
Me describe this place, and we're going to have Billy on in the second segment. He's sitting here with us, but we're going to overtalk him right now. So this place, if you walked into a pub, and it's just a traditional Irish pub up front, and it's crowded with people, and they're standing in line, and they're just waiting for something nice and cold. And then as you make your way through to the back, it drops down a ramp, and it feels like you're on the set for Saturday Night Live because it's these big, tall ceilings. It's industrial-looking, you know, kind of – it reminds
kind
me of the
stage
old,
in the back.
Yeah, the
right?
old Saturday yep. Night Live sets were very much like this, and there's band after band after band, and today it'll be that way, and I'll be taking my bride down there. And one time, the reason I brought it up with Guinness is because – one time, I probably shouldn't say the number of Guinness that I drank, yeah. but I counted them. It was either 17 or 23 throughout the day.
Yeah, give or take a six-pack, right?
I lost count. But I was there at, I think, 10 in the morning and left around midnight. So,
right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long Irish day, brother. That's professional. Right there. I could not do it that long. Are there beds in the back that you didn't describe that you could rent?
I didn't even nap.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mention the fact that Billy's bringing me little shots of whiskey. It's an Irish Rose. Is that?
Yeah.
What's the one you bring? Red?
Oh, there's Red Breast. You'd probably for you.
Yes.
Red Breast, probably for you.
No, some kind of rose or red...
Redbush.
Redbush, yes.
It might have been. You maybe had some Redbush.
Yep, yeah, could be.
So we have 40 different ones for you to try. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So there's more to St. Paddy's Day than just boozing it up. It's a time for all the American Irish heritage people and those who want to be to just kind of celebrate St. Patrick. We can't forget him in this whole thing because there's a story and a half.
Right. Right?
Maybe, Jop, you want to tell us about
No, I don't know. I don't have my St. Patrick lineage all set up right yet. But
do you have any Irish blood in you?
No.
Oh.
Nope, I don't believe I do. I've got the Dutch guy and the German guy.
Oh.
Is where I'm at. Yep. I don't think I got to the islands.
Okay.
So, but you know what? I'll celebrate with anybody. You know that. So, if you want to celebrate your day, we'll do that. This happens to be the Irish day,
except May Day.
Right.
We don't celebrate.
I have a lot
May
of
day.
Buddies that are Irish, right? And
uh-huh.
They're fun to hang out with. And but anyway, the Murphys of the world.
Well, and you've went to Ireland with your. In your past life, didn't you?
I have not. You have. I have not been there.
Oh, I thought that
right.
was a trip.
As far as I got was Quinn and Toohey's.
Well, we're going to explore Quinn and Toohey's. And if you're not from Grand Rapids, just kind of sit back and have yourself a nice cup of Bailey's and coffee and dig it.
That's right. Coming up next, it is the legendary Billy Quinn. Stick with us. We'll be back.